Well, I thank each and every one of you for joining us on the call this morning for this Fearless Faith Monday. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for every good and wonderful and perfect gift in our life. We thank you for your dying so that we could live. We thank you for just giving us breath this morning, allowing us all to come together to celebrate you with your word this morning. God, we ask you to watch over this call. Let it come forth unimpeded and just clear that we can each feast off of your word this morning. We ask you to anoint the speaker this morning. Watch over her. Watch over him. Whomever will be speaking this morning, God, let your word come forth and then fill them up again so that they would be able to pour out again what thus says the Lord. We ask you to watch over each and every caller on this line. Bless each and every one that is on this line and those that are not on the line, Lord Jesus. We ask you to watch over them, keep them in perfect peace, God. Let them know that you are God. Let them stand up as ministers in the marketplace, standing bright and tall, so that they can draw others to you. God, we ask that you continue to watch over this call and the founders of this call, Pastor P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. God, we thank you for their yes and being obedient and starting this call so that we can have a platform where we can come together each and every day and celebrate you and your love for us. We thank you for that beautiful company, Artists International, God, that brought us all together. We ask that you watch over the Diaz de Leon family. Continue to bless and anoint them, God. Continue to increase in them as well as increase in that company. And God, bless each and every distributor on this call that they will have the boldness to go out into the marketplace and share the goodness of this company with everyone. God, we ask you to continue to bless over each and every one of us as we move forward in your matchless name. We thank you. We praise you. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. This has been Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the call. And at this time, on this Fearless Faith Monday, I'd like to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away. God bless you.
And God bless you. Good morning, and thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone with that wonderful grace that you have this morning. At, as always, our Silver Fox, we so appreciate you. We give God glory for all who have joined us this morning. We say good morning to you. And I, Brenda Terrell, here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, along with Minister Jackie, say welcome to the Master's Call here on Monday morning. I tell you, we can't believe it. We're in the last week of June, and God has graced us another day to join together to glorify his holy and righteous name. Well, if this is your first call time here on this call, the Master's Call, which we called the Telecommunication Sanctuary, we so welcome you and say join us each and every Monday morning through Friday here on the Master's Call. And this call was started back in 2010 in October by two wonderful anointed and appointed women of God. And they are our co-founders, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we want you to join with others and invite others, such as your family, your friends, and maybe your coworkers. You may have coworkers or whoever. Just let them know this is a wonderful way to start their day. Now, we encourage you also to visit our website. We have a great website where you can go back and pull out messages from the past 6 years. Can you believe it? Yes, you can go there because all the messages are archived there, and then we have the bios of our speakers there. So go there and see what all is taking place. Now, what I really love is that we have our theme for the year, and it is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen, and we can vouch that God's glory is definitely being seen through each and every one of us. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word, now, Minister Jackie lovingly and graciously greeted everyone I'm hosting, and then you might have a word from God in your belly. We want to hear it. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And we also take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of this phenomenal, I tell you, I say it's the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, and it is none other than Artists International. We're under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we are moving forth, letting people know that we have the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven. Yes, we do. And not only that, we have garments that are wonderful. So check us out. You know, whoever invited you on this call, I'm sure they're familiar with the artists. And tell them that you want to learn more about artists. Now, we also have the family, which is the Diaz de Leon family, that started this company well over 25 years, and we are expecting to go another 25 fully strong. And we have such new products that are so wonderful, the 72-hour weight loss system. We got the Sweet Balance coffee for diabetes, and oh, so much. And I tell you, the power boost that you could just pour in your water and take off, I'm telling you, it is just totally awesome. So guess what? We have a call that comes up right after this call, and it is the new morning motivational call. And today is Inspirational Monday, so we'll have our very own Minister Ada Grace that will be speaking to us this morning. So you want to go and listen in. That call was originated by our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and she's turned it over to a team of great leaders that are doing a phenomenal job with getting us great information with Artists International. That number is 641-715-3865 again. 641-715-3865, and the PIN is 539-598#. So you definitely want to hear in on Inspirational Monday. Now I'm getting out of the way because we have a powerful, phenomenal woman of God who's going to speak to us this morning. She is none other than our very own Wendy Dossie from Atlanta, Georgia. She was married over 25 years and has two children, one who is a recent college graduate and one who is a freshman in college. Wendy graduated from Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan, with a BA in chemistry, with a focus on biochemistry and organic chemistry, as well as a graduate of Rhema Bible College in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where she received a diploma in teaching. Wendy developed a passion for health and wellness after becoming a part of Artists International to tackle her own health issues. The artist system enabled her to come off all her medications and ultimately lose over 65 pounds and 8.5 inches off her midsection, just as Wendy was able to come out of denial and gain control over her own weight and health issues. She believes it is vital to educate others of the importance of healthy eating, healthy habits, a healthy mental state, and a healthy social life, which all equate to a healthy lifestyle and a healthy sense of well-being. I introduce to some, present to others, none other, the entrepreneur of artists, health and wellness consultant, licensed and ordained minister, inspirational speaker, and we call her the chemist in artists, none other than Miss Minister Wendy Darcy. Are you there, Minister Darcy?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you so much for that awesome introduction, and I want to thank you for all that you do on this Master's Call and for all that you do in Artists International. You're such an encouragement. You're so consistent, and I thank you for the gifts that you bring to the table. Once again, thank you, and I want to give thanks to Pastor P.K. Roberts and for Pastor Vanessa, who have brought this platform so that we could be fed each and every morning. Thank you again. Now, this morning, I want to address the artist family and any guests that we may have on the call today. I want to jump right into the word. Listen, get your pens, get your pads, get ready to take some copious notes. I trust that the Lord has a word for us this morning as he has ministered to me. I want to pray as we go in. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I don't take it for granted. And I pray, Father God, that as we go forth this morning, that I will truly decrease and allow you to increase, Father God. Humble myself so that you can exalt in the name of Jesus. And I pray that we all have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to each of us individually. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk to everyone this morning about pride, humility, and grace. I actually had another topic prepared, and when I went to church yesterday, my pastor was hitting this so hard, and it just hit me in the service. I've got to share this word with my artist family. Pride, humility, and grace. We really must be clear about the differences between pride, humility, and grace. And many of us who've been in the Word for a while, we pretty much feel that we understand, but boy, do we have a breakdown from the Holy Ghost today. We must understand the danger of pride, the freedom of humility, and the power of grace. I want to say that again. Make sure you write those three things down. You must understand the danger of pride, the freedom of humility, and the power of grace. Let's start in Psalm chapter 10. We're going to go through verses 2 through 4, and I am reading from the King James Version. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all of his thoughts. Right here we see that the prideful is equated to the wicked. I'm going to read it again. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Now, the difference between these three can many times be the reason why we may feel stranded in life. We may feel stuck. We may feel like we're not progressing because we don't really understand what position we hold. And I say it that way for a reason. The position of pride puts us in a place where we are separated from God or self-dependent. Let me say that again. That position of pride puts us in a place where we are separated from God or self-dependent. A position of humility puts us in a place where we are God-dependent. God-dependent. So if we're in a place in life where we are feeling stranded, where we are feeling stuck in life, and we are feeling like we're not making progress, this is the time to stop and reflect to see where we are. What position have we placed ourselves in, knowingly or unknowingly? Are we self-dependent? or are we God-dependent? Let's look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. It says, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. I want you to know that the devil's number one weapon against Christians is shame. We do things because we don't want to be ashamed. We don't do things because we don't want to be ashamed. The Lord will prompt us to do this or that, but we question it because we don't want to be ashamed. We don't want to be ridiculed. So the number one weapon that's used against us by the enemy is shame. But King James says, when pride cometh, remember pride is having yourself in a position where you are self-dependent, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lonely is wisdom. Now from here, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. We're going to go from verse 5 to verse 7, but I want to develop it as we go through it. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 5 says, in like manner, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. I want to develop this before we go into verse 6. You younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. First of all, let's not just look at this as being young chronologically in age. This can also mean being young in the Word, young in the things of God. You younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. You, yea, all of ye, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. To be clothed means submitting yourself to, being subject to. To be clothed means submitting and being subject to. But that verse goes on to say, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. That word resist here means to withstand, to strive against, or oppose. Okay, so is the scripture saying that God is, for a person who has themselves in a position of pride, that God withstands them, that God strives against them, or God opposes them? Well, let's go on with this definition. You know how many of these definitions have 1, 2, 3, 4 definitions to it. The next definition to this word resist is to resist spoilage. And this is where I want to camp for a minute, to resist spoilage. I want to submit to you that what God is actually withstanding and striving against and opposing when we put ourselves in a position of pride or a position of being self-dependent is our spoilage. God doesn't want anything to spoil his relationship with ours, our relationship with his. He doesn't want anything to pull us away from him or anything to grasp a hold of us that we allow it to become our God. Nothing. So God actively resists that. He opposes that. He actually fights against that. Sometimes he will totally, abruptly change our situation in life in order to save us from being snatched by the wiles of the enemy, being snatched by our own self-deception, being snatched by our own self-dependence. Many times, God will say, oh, no, not my child, not my boy, not my girl, not my baby. He will strive against that. So remember, to resist the proud here is dealing with resisting the spoilage of those who he has given his absolute best for. What do I mean by his best? His only son, who gave everything. He threw the towel in so that we could be victorious, so that we could live in sozo. Sozo is the total salvation package. Not only being saved, but delivered, being set free, being healed, being free from lack, being prosperous. Everything is included in the sozo package. So, once again, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another and be clothed, submitting to and subject to humility. For God resists, God withstands, God strives against, he opposes and resists the spoilage of the proud and gives grace to the humble. Your position in life determines what comes to you and what is repelled from you. Your position, again, being that of humility or that of pride. Humility brings grace. Pride brings destruction. When we operate in pride, it separates us from God. So as I said a minute ago, God will change our situation. Sometimes things will happen abruptly. We'll be like, the devil is a liar, and sometimes it's that grace saving us from ourselves. Now, let's look at 1 Peter 5, 6. We're already here in 1 Peter. We just developed the fifth verse. Let's look at 6 right now. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. I want you to realize, remember, we're examining the danger of pride, the freedom of humility, and the power of grace. But I want you to realize that humility is something that you must volunteer to be. You must volunteer to be humble. God cannot make us humble. Now, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. God will then exalt you in due season or in due time. I really believe that many of us are in the midst of our due season, in our jobs, in our organizations that we're part of, in our homes, in our marriages, even in our children's lives. However, God is working things out. Many of us are in our due seasons, but because we have become self-dependent and we have ourselves in a position of pride and don't even realize it, we're in a position where our due season never comes. And we're saying, God, how long? When? When is my blessing going to come? We know that hope deferred makes the heart sick. But the reality of it is we don't even realize we're in pride because we don't recognize it. We have to get in position. But how do we do that? How do we really know if we're in pride? Because many of us don't really recognize what it is. Well, let's look at the last verse here, 1 Peter 5, 7. How do we humble ourselves? He says here, casting all of your care upon him. For he cares for you. Are you kidding me? You're telling me, okay, all I have to do is cast my care on him, and that puts me in a position of humility and takes me out of a position of pride? Yes, it is just that simple. Why? God wants to be able. He wants us to be able to find grace when we have care. So if you're caring about things and you're worrying about things and you're stressing about things, if you will be obedient to the word and cast that care onto God because he cares for you, then that position of obedience actually has you positioned in a place of humility. Because now you are submitting yourself by submitting your cares to the only one who can really handle the care. See, this is true humility.
think about it. If you won't cast your care, if you won't cast your worry, if you won't cast your stress unto God in obedience and submission to God's word, if you won't do that, something that he's instructed you to do, then that actually puts you in a place of pride, saying, you know what, God, I can handle this a little bit better than you can. So you keep hold of the stress. You keep hold of the worry. You keep hold of the care while your Heavenly Father, who is omniscient, all-powerful, omnipotent, and everywhere present, can't even do anything for you. So you're wondering why you're stuck, why you are stranded, why you're not progressing. Because you won't cast that care, that worry, that stress onto the Lord. You won't cast it. So now you have made yourself your God. You are the master of your own affairs. You are self-dependent. So it's very important, once again, to understand the danger of pride, the freedom of humility. Yes, why does humility equate to freedom? Because when you cast that mess onto the only one who can really handle it, you're talking about having a boulder lifted off of your shoulders. That is true liberty right there, because you are in a position of humility. I'm just pausing a second so that can sink in. Think about this. If you won't submit to God's word, you submit to your own way, and you repel and actively fight against God's way. To me, that's just so deep. Let me give you the core definition of pride. Yeah, they have all these fancy schmancy definitions in the Webster's and all these other Merriam dictionaries and so on. But let me tell you, its core, pride at its core, is self-centeredness. Write that down. Pride at its core is self-centeredness. When you are always in the center. When you're always in the center, this makes you subject to all of the enemy's tactics. This makes you subject to bitterness and offense and hurt and anger and strife. Anytime something else, well, I don't know why so-and-so didn't call me. She knew I was going through. Dang, she could have called and said something. Oh, I didn't know why this. I didn't know. You always got yourself in the center, belly aching and whining and carrying cares about this and that. Let me tell you something. It is not our business. It is not our business what somebody else does or does not do on our behalf. It is only our business what we do on somebody else's behalf. When we find ourselves always complaining and murmuring about, how come they didn't call me? How come they didn't give me the promotion? How come they didn't do this for me? How come they know I'm going through this and that? And then we back and forth. Now you can identify yourself. Self-centered. Got yourself in the middle. Guess what? That's like, you know that old adage, you can't see the forest for the trees? If you're in the middle of the forest, there's nothing but trees. You don't even know what direction to go in. That's how self-centeredness is. Because you're in the center of everything, you can't see nothing. You're in the way. You're in the way. Get yourself out the center and put somebody else in the center that you can attend to, that you can pray for, that you can give a call to, that you can cook a meal for, that you can give an encouraging word to. Then you'll have your place, yourself, in a position of humility. Are you listening to me? Get out of the center. Get out of the center. Now, let's look at...
Amen.
Oh, is my time up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, praise the Lord, because I sure got some more.
We'll bring you back.
Glory to God. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak.
Ooh, praise God. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, Minister Darcy, that was on point. God is definitely speaking to us. I will call you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's briefly pray. Father, we thank you for this woman of God just giving us this word this morning, and we ask that you pour virtues back into her, oh, Lord, just in such an abundance, Lord God, her and her family. Bless them and keep them in all their ways. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the Lauderdales, Lord God, Tiffany and her family. We ask that you continue to comfort them. Bless Genevieve Banks-Giles, Lord, as you minister to her body and she's in ICU. We know that you're the restorer, and we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I tell you, TMC family, was this not a call that we can go back to share it with somebody? This is for all of our good. 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. Now we're going to go over to the new morning motivational call, 715-386-5539-598-POUND, and this is where our very own Minister Ada Grace will be speaking on Get On Up. Get on up. I tell you, we got another powerful message coming on. So get on the call right after this one. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone. And thank you all for joining us on the Master's Call. We'll see you in the morning. Minister Wendy Dawson, would you please come back and close us out?
Lord, we thank you for this word that we received this morning. And I thank you that every listener receive something engrafted in their hearts to go back and make adjustments in life for. We give you glory, honor, and praise, and thank you for always having our best interests at heart. We love you, we appreciate you, and we thank you for your son. In Jesus' name, everybody have a blessed and anointed day. Amen. Have a blessed one.